right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Shannon.
Deontay.
We are full-blown into the summer, and I am still just so happy.
Well, I'm glad you haven't changed your mind, because you've got to stick with it regardless of how you feel.
Oh, man. The school year is so long, and towards the end, just everything is jam-packed in the end. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure why they do that, because you have testing and field day and field trips and end of school this and awards and
okay, hold on. Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Okay, so I was over at my friend's house a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about the end of school, mm-hmm. and they have two boys, and each parent went to one of the kids' field day mm-hmm. at their school, and it's changed so much. They don't actually do anything that's really competitive, mm-hmm. and everybody wins. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of raising a generation of pansies.
It's the wussification of America.
Absolutely.
And I have a...
I get it. I think we've talked about that before, and I completely understand where you're coming from. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy competition.
There's not. And so field day, I was very surprised my Sydney's first year mm-hmm. when they talked about field day, and it's this day, and it's an hour and 45 minutes, and are you coming, and blah, blah, blah. So here I am. Jude was still a baby. I'm holding him, wearing him in a wrap. It's a million degrees outside. We get there, and it's basically bounce houses mm-hmm. and chalk drawing and
snow
cones.
And
there are activities, but nothing organized, no competition. It's basically everybody just kind of, it's extended recess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's extended recess with snacks. So we've done that a couple of years in a row. Last year, I ended up having to go out of town, so I missed out on it, and I was fine with that. Well, this year, we were told it was going to be a little more organized. There were going to be a couple of competitions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So here I am, but they've changed it. So this year, it's only an hour.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, head out there. It's a bazillion degrees outside. Uh-huh. It was so hot for both Sydney and Miles, you know, an hour and a half or whatever apart. But it was basically the same thing. So it was more organized in the concept was you had 20 minutes or so at each station.
Uh-huh.
But you could go get snacks during any time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were supposed to be at the 50-yard dash station or whatever, totally optional. Run if you want to. You don't have to. You could play basketball or there were competitions, but they weren't mandatory. It was literally 30 kids
mm-hmm.
running the 50-yard dash.
And all of them probably got a ribbon at the end.
Well, no. So apparently now they don't hand out ribbons, and that, I guess, is no longer allowed. Or I've heard different things, that ribbons are really expensive and that...
No, they don't want to upset parents.
But
the thing is that somebody has to teach the kids that they're going to lose sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to win.
I am all for that.
I am too. Even if I'm the one that's got, we've talked about this. If I'm in a competition with a child, I'm not going to back off because I think that they should learn to win.
Right.
No, that's not the valuable life lesson. The valuable life lesson is losing and being a graceful loser.
Yeah, I think there is something to that. And so after field day, I talked to several parents uh-huh. while we were at field day. Talked to several parents about this. And why are we here? This is a waste of my time.
Right.
Parents took off work to come and watch their kid eat snow cones.
Yeah.
It's a bazillion degrees outside. Like, this is not fun. So I am on a mission, actually, for next year to bring back field day.
Yeah, with the three-legged race.
Yes.
And the wheelbarrow race. See, my friend was telling me that one class would always win the wheelbarrow race at their school. Mm-hmm. And so they just got rid of it altogether. And so, because nobody wanted to go up against the class that always won. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's one of those things where the things that they do,
mm-hmm.
everybody wins. And so it sucks. What's the point of trying at this point, you know?
Exactly. And here's the thing. If this is how we're going to continue to do field day, then we need to call it something else.
Fun day.
Fun day.
Or do nothing,
extended,
you know.
Recess day.
Exactly.
Or play day.
It's just a fun day.
Exactly. So after talking to several parents who were at field day and reminiscing on the way we did it back in the day, I went to Facebook.
Good.
And asked all of my friends, how did you do field day? And how do your kids do field day? And it's not just our school. It's everybody across.
It is.
We all did it the same way back in the day where you...
You got out there and you sweated and you had fun.
With your homeroom teacher and you, there were competitions and you tried out for stuff. And they had all different events for kids in all different... I mean, I was not an athletic kid. I mean, I'm in good shape, but I was not athletically gifted.
Okay.
I'm dancer, cheerleader. I am not a runner. I am not...
I gotcha.
But hey, your girl was the hula hoop queen.
Oh, yeah. I can hula hoop good, too.
I could hula hoop. I could jump rope. I could... Those are the things that I was able to do. So those are the things I signed up for. And I signed up for the 50-yard dash, and I got eighth place, and I was happy with my purple ribbon.
Right.
I think we've gotten away from that. And I don't know where that started, but now... All of the field days are the same, where they're just kind of hanging out. And there you may find a school or two that has one or two organized events, but still, it's nothing like it was
back when we were kids. It's the way that parents are raising their kids. And that makes me think of a festival that I did a couple months ago, maybe. We did, I don't even remember, maybe it was the freeze dance contest or something. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell, I was honest with who was out, and when it was, I think there were three little girls that when they were out, they ended up crying, like walking off, bawling. And I felt so horrible. I offered them bubbles, like consolation bubbles.
Okay.
But it's a stupid freeze dance, for God's sake. Calm down. It's not worth your tears. Move on and walk away. But there's so much guilt, I guess, for grown-ups that don't have winter kids. And teachers and faculty at schools probably don't want to deal with upset kids. And then the parents that complain about the kid that got upset. So it's just easier to give everybody the ribbon and go on with your business.
Well, I think maybe it's time to make a shift.
I am for it.
Parents are now, let's say those are the parents of the millennials. I think it's time for us to bring in a new crop of kids who are learning to lose.
Yeah, it builds character.
We need to name those kids, but the kids that are coming now need to learn how to lose and they need to suck it up.
I 100% agree.
Well, I am on a mission. I have already emailed our PE teacher and said, listen, this is what we want to do. I've talked to several parents and he's on board. He is on board.
The PE teacher is?
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently, he's a new teacher. So he kind of was... I guess, taking on what was already there. And so this year with the few more planned activities was kind of his way of kind of moving into the new, more competitive. But it's a big undertaking.
I bet.
Especially at the end of school when everybody's, you know, now you have all the testing and, like I said, testing and field trips and all those other things. And teachers need their planning periods. And so it's going to take a lot of work. So I have already started kind of building a team of volunteers who are interested in, you know, coming up with ideas and what kind of funding do we need to look at? And are people willing to come and volunteer during the day?
How much funding do you need? The way that I remember field day was literally we would do, I think the only materials we actually needed were spoons and eggs. Or ping pong balls to do the spoon relay, where you take the egg and you put it in the spoon and you got to run to the line and then run back and pass it on to somebody. That was the only materials that we needed. And maybe a bandana or something if you want to do the three-legged race. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some. You have to think about, you've got sixth grades or plus kindergarten and you have to do it for every class. So I'm sure there is some type of...
It's going to be cheaper than bounce houses and snow cone machines.
Yeah, I bet
for sure. I would guess.
But yeah, so I'm on a mission to make this happen at our school. Not only because I think the kids need to learn to win and lose and figure out how that happens, but also those memories were so great. I remember having so much fun on field day and cheering for your friends and cheering for the other classes. And when your class lost, then you picked another class to root for. And I just don't see my kid looking back thinking, wow, remember in fourth grade when we had field day and we ate snow cones?
Yeah.
How is that different from first, second, third, fifth, and sixth grade field day? You just, it's snow cones.
Yeah.
You can have those any day of the week.
Absolutely.
So I'm on a mission, Shannon. I will keep you posted.
I support your mission, and let me know how I can help from afar.
All right, let's do it. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
We have been out of school for several weeks now, and I forgot to tell you this.
What?
I came up with this great idea for end of school gifts for teachers.
Okay.
So you do Teacher Appreciation Week is usually like the first week of May.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of schools do where you have like a different
day with a theme.
Right.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the week, you give a big favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I do the big gift at the end of the school year on the very last day.
Gotcha.
So this year, I decided after spending the day with the fourth grade in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
The longest day ever.
I bet.
So we leave the school at 6:15. We stop. We go to that museum, the Texas Ranger Museum in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get back on the bus. We drive to Austin. We tour the Capitol. Then we tour the Bob Bullock Museum, which is really cool, by the way.
Okay.
History of Texas. Lots of really cool stuff. Get back on the bus. Drive all the way back home.
Uh-huh.
Nonstop. We get back to the school 8 o'clock. So it is a really long day.
Yes,
and
it is.
You really get to see the teachers in action. So I spend a lot of time up at the kids' school. I volunteer. I'm on the PTA board. So
right.
I already have a deep appreciation for teachers and what they do. I know it's a really hard job. I know it's a job I would never do. But after seeing those teachers just love on your kids
mm-hmm.
all day long, we were divided into groups of 10. So it's two chaperones to 10 kids.
Okay.
So some of the parents were paired with another parent. Some were paired with another teacher. I was paired with another teacher. Well, obviously, if you've only got 10 kids in your group, that's not your entire class.
Uh-huh.
So the kids are all kind of broken up. But you all day long, the kids are running up to their teacher. They haven't seen them all day. They're giving hugs. And, oh, Miss So-and-so, I haven't seen you all day. And I really miss you. And you just really get to see people who teach are called to do that. For me, it was exhausting. I mean, it's exhausting to be a mom and have my kids call on all day long and I need something and give me a hug. And I mean, and all those things are great and awesome and you love on your kids, but it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So when you have 30 plus kids that aren't yours, that need you all day and love on you all day, it's mind blowing for me.
It's a lot.
Mind blowing to see how hard those teachers work and how much they love on them and give, and just it's exhausting to me. So this year for Teacher Appreciation, I gave gift cards to a liquor store.
Nice. That's really good thinking.
So for my for Jude's teachers, for his preschool teachers, his teacher tells me that they got bottles of wine and then my gift card, and she said to me, what must our parents think about us?
That you need liquor.
Yeah. I think you spent the whole year with my kid.
Yeah, you need more than this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everybody should give their teacher that.
That's a really thoughtful gift, and you know, I applaud that.
Your teacher doesn't need any more mugs that say greatest teacher ever.
Right.
They don't need your homemade blah, 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 your sign, anything monogrammed. Give them something they can really use.
The gift of liquor.
That's all I'm saying.
That's really awesome.
If I had known them better, or if I didn't think that they would get in trouble for having alcohol at school, I would have bought them a bottle of something or a bottle of wine. But hey, this is a tough job. It's a tough job. After spending the day with my kid, I need a drink. So I think they should enjoy the summer, take the summer off. Grab yourself a cocktail and spend the afternoon at the pool.
I agree.
So there you go. That's your tip for next year.
Teacher appreciation equals vodka.
That's all I'm saying.
Or tequila, whatever.
Hey.
Liquor. Liquor.
Cocktail of choice.
Yeah, Deontay. Woohoo. And yay, teachers.
Hasta la vista, baby.